ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ ಸದ್ಗುರು ಚರಣಾರವಿಂದಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನಮಃ. ಎನಿಬಡಿ ರೆಸ್ಪಾಂಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ದಿ ಆಡಿಯೋ ವಿಡಿಯೋ ಆರ್ ಯು ಎಬಲ್ ಟು ಲಿಸನ್? ಎನಿಬಡಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗಿವ್ ಅ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ ಸೋ ದಟ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಆಡಿಯೋ ವಿಡಿಯೋ. ಓಕೆ, I'm not okay, good, thank you. So before we start, I want to wish every one of you a very happy Vijayadashami, Dasara today. Viveka Chudamani, Shloka 495. Sarveshu bhuteshvahameva samsthitah jnanaatmanantar bahirashrayasanna ಭೋಕ್ತಾ ಚ ಭೋಗ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಯಮೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ ಯದ್ಯತ್ ಪೃಥಕ್ ದೃಷ್ಟಮಿದಂತಯಾ ಪುರಾ. So while expressing his gratitude towards the teacher, the student is now summarizing the teaching that he has received so far. And therefore, these portions that we see now, these shlokas, they do not contain any new teaching, but only the fact that the student has received the teaching correctly. Therefore, most of the shlokas are nididhyasana shlokas, wherein the student is remembering what he is convinced of. Yeah, that is most important. And therefore, he invokes his real nature, which is the lakshyartha of the word aham, the real I. So that does not mean that the student forgets the vachyartha, I, because in all transactions, one has to use the ahankara I only. When you want to transact with the world, transaction means ahankara. And therefore, ahankara is not replaced or removed, but the meaning, the lakshyartha I, is kept in background all the time. We have told this, use the term sthayi bhavaha, which is done in the form of nididhyasana. So all these are all, you know, they are all like nididhyasana shlokas. So now let us see the shloka 495 that we just read. Sarveshu bhuteshu aham eva samsthitah. I alone reside samsthitah in every being. Sarveshu bhuteshu jnanatmana, in the form of one consciousness. So chaitanya swarupena, in the form of chaitanyam, I alone am in every being. Here bhuteshu means shareeshu, in all bodies. Kshetrajnam chapi mam viddhi sarva kshetreshu bharata. That's what Krishna said in the Gita. So that is what is pointed out here. So jnanatmana antar bahihi ashrayaha san. I am the ashraya, the abode of the inner and outer worlds. I am the support, I am the adhishtana. Antarashrayaha and bahirashrayaha, inside and outside. Inner world means what? The body, the mind, the thoughts, as well as all functions of all organs, karmendriyas, jnanendriyas, all of them. Shrotrasya shrotram, manaso manaha, and pranasya pranaha, all those things. That's all the inner functions. I am the ashraya of the external world also. That is also in twofold forms. In the case of external living beings, I am the ashraya in the form of chidrupa and sadrupa. But in the case of external inert world, the chidrupa I is not evident. But there I am evident in the form of the sadrupa aham. We have seen these things earlier. If we take, for example, a table, a chair or a stone, I am very much there in all of them, not manifest as chit consciousness, but as sat existence. That is why Shankaracharya said in the Dakshinamurti Stotram, yes yaiva spuranam sadatmakam asat kalpatmakam bhasate అసత్ కల్పాత్మకం భాసతే. దర్ఫోర్ ఐఎమ్ ది అధిష్టానం ఫార్ ది ఇన్నర్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ది ఔటర్ వరల్డ్స్ అండ్ భోక్తా చ భోగ్యం స్వయమేవ సర్వం. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ భోక్తా అండ్ భోగ్యం. భోక్తా మీన్స్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్, భోగ్యం ఈజ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. సో ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్ కన్సిస్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్సర్ అండ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్, దట్ డివిజన్ స్వయమేవ ఐ మైసెల్ఫ్. దర్ఫోర్ ఐ అలోన్ బైఫర్కేట్ మైసెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, ది అపారెంట్ నామరూప, ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ఇన్ ద డ్రీమ్. వన్ వేకర్ ఓన్లీ సీమింగ్లీ హీ డివైడ్స్ ఇన్ టు ద సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ డస్ ఆల్ డ్రీమ్ ట్రాన్సాక్షన్స్. సిమిలర్లీ ఐ రిమైనింగ్ ఇండివిజిబుల్ మేక్ ఏ డ్రీమింగ్ డివిజన్ ఇన్ మీ, ఏ సీమింగ్ డివిజన్ ఇన్ మీ యాజ్ సబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్. దర్ఫోర్ సర్వం స్వయమేవ ఐ యామ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. అండ్ వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్? యత్ యత్ ఇదంతయా దృష్టం, విచ్ వరల్డ్ వాజ్ సీన్ యాజ్ అనాత్మ బిఫోర్, విచ్ వరల్డ్ వాజ్ సీన్ యాజ్ అనాత్మ బిఫోర్ పురా, బిఫోర్ బిఫోర్ నాలెడ్జ్, బిఫోర్ మీన్స్ బిఫోర్ నాలెడ్జ్, బిఫోర్ కమింగ్ టు వేదాంత, బిఫోర్ అసిమిలేటింగ్ దిస్ టీచింగ్. ఐ సా ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ అనాత్మ, నౌ ఐ సీ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ వాట్? యాజ్ ఆత్మ. సో ఇదంతయా, సో ఇన అనాత్మ రూపేణ. So here we have to see the teaching very clearly because this could be very confusing. In the initial part, we took lot of pains to see that I am different from anatma. This is the first stage of teaching. I am not the external world. I am not the body. External world is drishyam. I am drik, the observer. I am not annamaya kosha. It is an object of my knowledge. Pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya. I am not all of them. That is what we see initially. I am the Atma, different from all of them, different from Anatma. And the Anatma includes the Pancha Koshas, all the Annamayadi Koshas. I am different from all of them. That is the initial teaching. And in this initial teaching, I am making a difference between matter and consciousness. This is only the first stage because duality continues in this perception. I am the consciousness different from matter. It's a very, very important first step of knowledge. But that is not the culmination of knowledge. And in the second stage of learning, the scriptures, they say, I, the consciousness, am the cause of anatma, matter. So I am different from all and I am the cause of all. And finally, since I am the cause of all, I myself am everything. I am all. Therefore, again we come back to the idea, I am the body. We started with I am not the body, but we conclude I am the body. But what is the difference now? When I say initially I am the body, it is total identification with the body. And body is taken as real. But after knowledge, after wisdom, when I say I am the body, it means I am the consciousness which is apparently manifesting as the body also. So I am the body during ignorance, I am the body during knowledge also. In between I say I am not body. Another difference is what? At the time of ignorance, when I say I am the body only. That is what I have been thinking of. But during wisdom, when I say I am the body, it means I am everything. I am not just only body, I am everything. And therefore, this body also. See, the difference is very, very subtle. One has to, it's a very drastic difference. One has to be very careful in understanding. Therefore, I am body only, that is ignorance. I am body also is wisdom. That is what is said here. Aham eva idagam sarvam. Which was idantaya puradrishtam, which was seen as anatma before, prithak, distinctly, endowed with this division. Shloka 496. Maya kanta sukam bodhau bahudha vishva vichayaham utpadyante viliyante maya maruta vibhramat. So the entire universe is my apparent manifestation. It is a game played by me. It is a leela of mine. instead of talking about Leela of Krishna or Amba or anybody, it is Leela of mine. So, Vishva Vichayaha Utpadyante, the waves of universe. Vichi means the what are the waves here? So, Vishva, the universe of galaxies, of cosmos, Utpadyante, they raise, Viliyante, they resolve, they raise and fall in me, Mayi. So, Mayyeva Sakalam Jatam, Mayi Sarvam Pratishtitam, that Kaivalya mantra that is being brought out here. So, Mayi Utpadyante, Mayi Viliyante. And if I should look upon the world as a wave, how big it should be? The universal is, universe itself is very vast. And if that should be taken as one of the waves, that means I am infinite in my dimensions. In that infinite dimension, the bubbles or waves of universe, they rise and fall. And when the world rises and falls, what damage is done to me? He says, the world cannot cause any dent in my personality. Akanda sukha ambodhi. I am the ocean of boundless ananda, which cannot be disturbed by the rise and fall of the world. Then what to talk about the birth and death of a few individuals? Therefore, it should not matter to me at all. If it matters, that means ahankara has become too prominent to suppress my real I. In fact, there is a constant tug of war between my ahankara and atma. The more I want to bring atma into my life, the more ahankara will get subjugated. And so there will be quarrel. And when is ahankara dominant? Whenever we are upset, the ahankara has succeeded in changing Vedanta setup. Therefore, the student says, I will not allow the ahankara to rule. Because all these are happening because of what? Not because of real transformation in me. They are superficial. They are apparent events caused by Maya Maruta Vibhramat. Because of the wind of Maya, Maruta wind. So we have the wind of Maya. Atma is compared to the ocean here. The universes are compared to waves. And the waves arise because of wind. Similarly, the worlds also should arise because of some wind, which is Maya Marutam. Maya or Avidya, that is the wind. Which wind causes the waves of creation? Vibhrama. Brahma here is the motion. Because of the blowing wind, this all is happening. Shloka 497. Stuladibhava mayi kalpita brahmat aropita anuspuranena lokaihi kale yata kalpaga vatsarayana ritvadayo nishkala nirvikalpe. Here the student says, the whole world including all bodies, they arise in me. And they are nothing but mithya namarupa. And behind the mithya namarupa, I am very much there. I have to be there because mithya namarupa requires borrowed existence. These are all concepts we already are very familiar with. The very word mithya means what? That which requires existence by borrowing. So another mithya cannot lend existence. Therefore, I have to be behind every mithya namarupa to lend what? To lend existence to that. Therefore, naturally, I am behind the body also. And when I am behind the sthula shariram, lending existence to it, it becomes an ideal condition for mix-up. Because when it is lending to something else, fine. But for my own sthula shariram, when it happens, then there is scope for mixing up. It appears as if the sthulatva or the grossness of body appears to be my nature. Because of proximity, the virtues and vices of the body, they appear in me. And gradually, this body becomes more and more prominent. And the Atma, the real I, that becomes less and less prominent. That is, sthula shariram becomes dominant. I, the Atma, gets suppressed. So, I am only there in the form of sthula shariram. The Atma is pushed aside, as it were. Swami Dayananda, he gives a beautiful example. Originally, gold alone was there. And the goldsmith, what did he do? He gives a particular form and name. He calls it bangle. The nama and rupa, they are non-substantial. They don't have their own existence. Bangle is not a substance at all. And the gold gives substantiality to the bangle. We change the word to a gold bangle now. Right? In which, what has happened? A big reversal has taken place. Bangle has become the noun and gold an adjective. In that process, gold has become a dependent entity because an adjective always depends upon a noun. Really speaking, bangle only is an adjective because it is namarupa. Gold is the noun. Similarly, I use the expression a conscious body, where the body is noun and consciousness becomes adjective, which is the biggest reversal caused by what? Caused by avidya or ignorance. In wisdom alone, I know consciousness is substance and body is apparent namarupa. Therefore, he says, sthuladi bhavaha mayi kalpitaha. The things which are the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, all those things, grass and subtle entities, they are only superimpositions on me, the consciousness. Consciousness is never an adjective of the body, but consciousness is eternally a noun. It's a substance. And in this substantial consciousness, grass and subtle bodies are superimposed because of what? Brahmat, because of ignorance or maya. And aropita anuspuranena, the consciousness, am known along with the non-substantial body. Thus, there are two things, they are shining together. One is the non-substantial body and the other one is the substantial consciousness. We reverse it. Body becomes substantial and consciousness becomes non-substantial. Even now the scientists, they think that consciousness may be a fleeting phenomenon happening in the brain. That means what? The material brain becomes substance and consciousness has become a temporary phenomenon. Vedanta says it is not that. Matter is a fleeting phenomenon in consciousness. This reversal is called confusion or Brahma. Therefore, lokaihi. Lokaihi means by the people. This kalpana, this reversal that has been done. That is why someone, you know, he said very nicely, I am not a human being with spiritual experience, but I am a spiritual being with a very, very temporary human experience. So, Brahma. And how all these things happen? An example is given here. Kale yatha. As in the case of Kalaha, time, the time principle. The real nature of time is what? Nishkala nirvikalpaha. The time does not have any division at all. Both are almost synonyms, nishkala and nishvikalpa, without any division, that's what it means. But even though the time principle, kala, does not have any division, for the sake of transaction, what do? We create divisions in kala. What are the divisions we create? Kalpaka, kalpa, kalpam means the duration of Brahmaji's life, that is kalpam. Then vatsara, vatsara is the year consisting of 12 months. Then ayana, ayana is 6 months, dakshinayanam, uttarayanam, all those 6 months period. Then ritu adayaha, 2 months, ritu, all this vasanta ritu, grishma ritu, all these seasons. Then 1 month, fortnight, paksha, shukla paksha, krishna paksha, week, day, hour, all those divisions we create. All these divisions are kalpitam by our own making. When we keep our sun in view, then we have certain concepts of time. For example, for our solar system, when we keep sun as our reference, we have a certain concept of time. What is 1 year? 1 year is nothing but the duration taken by the earth to move around the sun. Imagine, we are in another planet. 1 year will be what? It will be different. For example, Pluto takes 248 years to go around the sun once. And also, our new year, that is actually the best example to show that year is a myth. India itself, we have so many new years. You know, we have Tamil New Year, Kerala New Year, Telugu New Year. Marathi, Konkani, New Year, all kinds of so many New Years are there. So there is no question of year or anything at all. The day is based on sunrise and sunset. And we know sunrise does not exist. So all these are only concepts that we have formed for transaction. So there is no absolute time, kala. And if you take, for example, United States itself, we have our own concept of time. Any function, for example, coming on a weekend is either postponed to the, on a weekday is postponed to the weekend, previous weekend or the next weekend. That means kala is the principle which brings about change in every object. There is no division. It is heavily subjective. Therefore, he says, just as kala does not have division, consciousness also does not have any division at all. Shloka 498. Aropitam nashraya dushakam bhavet kadapi mutairati dosha dushitaihe nardrikarotyushara bhumi bhagam marichikavari mahapravahaha. Even though kala does not have any division, we should accept all the divisions for what? For the sake of transaction. So we have a particular time. We call it, you know, Greenwich Mean Time, GMT, International Date Line is accepted. One side of the line is one date, other side of the line is another date. Even within the same country, there are time zones. Or even change time according to seasons, daylight savings, fall time, all those kinds. So for the sake of transaction, we have to accept Kala Beda. Divisions in kala. That is why when we do sankalpa, we say dakshinayane varsharatav kanyamase shukla pakshe dasamyam vasarahava banuvasara iktayam. All those things we say. What is important is we should remember that these are all imaginary divisions only. Similarly, when I the consciousness am obtaining in the physical body for worldly purposes, I should accept individuality, because I am the consciousness obtaining behind this temporary body. Therefore, I have got a bio data. There is a nakshatra, there is a jataka, there is a dasha, there is a bhukti, all for transactional purposes. But we should constantly remember that all these are kalpitam. I, the consciousness, do not have dasha, rahu, ketu, all those things, and is unaffected by the body and its individuality. The moment one forgets that, the body's jatakam becomes a serious jatakam of consciousness. If I remember the teaching, then I know that aropitam ashraya dushakam na bhavet. The superimposed body can never disturb the real I, the Atma, aropitam, superimposed. Atma, I the Atma, na jayate mriyate va kadachite. So aropitam means the superimposed body. Na dushaka means never afflict or affect. Ashraya, ashraya means the adhishtanam, the chaitanyam, which is myself. Kadapi, kadapi at any time. So even during the worst shanidasa perhaps, even during the worst sickness of the body. Why? Even during the death of the body, I, the Atma, am asangoham, asangoham, asangaha aham. So, mudaihi ati dosha dushitaihi aropitam. Because the aropanam or superimposition of the body is done by mudaha, by the ignorant people. And what type of ignorant people? Ati doshaihi dushitaihi, who are affected by varieties of misconceptions, errors. That means what? Even when a samsari claims that I am suffering, even at the time of ignorance, Atma is not affected. As we saw in the rope snake example, even when I am seeing the snake, rope is not affected. Not that a superimposition does not affect the adhishtanam after wisdom. Superimposition does not affect the adhishtanam before wisdom also. That I am affected is only a notion in all three periods of time. Therefore, kadapi dushakam bhavet. He gives an example here. What is the example? Marichika vari mahapravahaha. The flood of mirage water, marichika vari. So a big torrential flow of mirage water na adri karoti, it cannot wet. Just as in a dream, if you have a cyclonic rain, it cannot wet even a local dry well. Ushara bhumi bhagam, ushara bhumi means a barren, dry, a desert land. The mirage water cannot wet in the same, even a desert land. In the same way, the whole universe is like a mirage water. And I am like the dry land who am not affected. And then why I am crying then? One should not ask that question. Remember, even when I am crying, what is affected is what? Not me, the mind, which is also anatma. Mind is anatma. So mind getting affected by the worldly events, one can reduce to a very great extent by wisdom. But remember, mind can never remain totally unaffected, because mind is also anatma, which is part of mithya prapancha, which will certainly affect mithya vastu. Therefore, no one can avoid the world affecting the mind totally. All that jnanam can do is only to reduce the impact. So when we say world will not affect at all, it is applicable 100% only to what? Only with respect to atma. With respect to mind, it can never be reduced to 0%. That is why we always tell, from the standpoint of mind, one can reduce the frequency of one's reaction, or intensity of one's reaction, or the recovery time that it takes. So mentally, samsara can be reduced, whereas from the standpoint of atma, samsara was not there, is not there, and will never be there also. Shloka 499.
ఆకాశవల్లేపవిధూరరోహం ఆదిత్యవద్భాస్య విలక్షణోహం అకార్యవన్నిత్య వినిశ్చలోహం అంబోదివత్పార వివర్జితోహం.
దిస్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ శ్లోక, వర్త్ రిమెంబరింగ్ అండ్ యూసింగ్ యాస్ ఎ నిధిధ్యాసనం శ్లోక. ఇన్ దిస్ శ్లోక ఫోర్ ఫీచర్స్ ఆఫ్ మై రియల్ నేచర్ they are mentioned. All four are important features of Atma and very useful to face worldly crisis in day to day. So this shloka is still more beautiful because for each feature an example is given. Akashavat lepa vidurakaha aham. I am like space, untainted by, unaffected by anything. Lepaha means sticking. Nothing will stick or touch or taint me. Whenever we say people are insulting me, looking down upon me, constantly I face humiliation, all these humiliating experiences, best thing is what? Aham akashavat. Think of you as akasha. What is the property of akasha? Shabda. Shabda is the property of akasha. All these coldings and humiliations, they are all what? They are all disturbances. Sound disturbances only. So I am nirlepaha. That does not mean I should become like a doormat. You know, it is not the advice of Vedanta. Vedanta only says, as long as you have a choice, use it. If not, you chase yourself. For example, if you want to take a picture of someone, you ask him to move back to a point, and behind there is a pond, he cannot move any behind. Then what do? We move ourselves back. Same way, if you keep chasing the world, at some point you may come to a dead end. Then change yourself. More often, world cannot be changed, but I can change. That is, I accept. How? Akasha tulyaha aham. I am like space. I am unaffected by the worst humiliation. This is number one. And second one is what? Adityavat. Bhasya vilakshanoham. I am different from whatever I experience. Bhasyam means an object of illumination. This has to be very much used actually when we are dissatisfied with our own body and mind. This often happens to a Vedantic student. Does not have any complaint about the world. He doesn't complain about the world at all. But he starts complaining about his own body or even progress of his mind. దట్ ఈస్ ఐ డిసైడెంటిఫై విత్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బట్ స్ట్రాంగ్లీ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ మై మైండ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఐఎమ్ అప్సెట్ I am not progressing at all in Vedanta. Actually, one person asked me, I did this particular mantra for so many, you know, years and all that thing. When I will get Ananda? When I will realize Brahman? He came and asked me one question once. So here I should remember, every mind has got its own rate of progress. And I should not identify too much with my mind also. Because there are infinite minds in the world. All the minds are existing in me, the consciousness. How can I be bothered about one mind? If I do, it shows I identify with that mind. Even worrying too much about Punarjanma, next birth is also a problem. Because Punarjanma belongs to whom? And what is Punarjanma? Punarjanma is nothing but the mind going to another body. Why should I worry about one mind going to another body or not? There are millions of minds. I don't have to care about this mind going to another body. I, the Atma, do not travel. Whether the mind travels or not. Therefore, I am not even bothered. Whether my Sukshma Shariram is going to survive at the end of Prarabdha, why should I bother? Therefore, whenever that botheration comes, I have to tell myself, I am the illuminator of Sukshma Shariram also. I am different from Sukshma Shariram. I am not bothered about it at all. Whatever lot it comes to, I am not bothered. So, saying my Sukshma Shariram is also is wrong. If I am Atma or Sukshma Shariram are mine. So, there is nothing like my Sukshma Shariram. All Sukshma Shariram's are mine. Or we should want to say no Sukshma Shariram is mine. Either way. So, therefore, practice this meditation. If I refer to a particular Sukshma Shariram as mine, that means ignorance continues. Practice this meditation. What is the meditation? Aham Adityavat. I am different from the object of illumination, including the Sukshma Shariram. This is number 2 teaching. And then the third meditation is what? Aharyavat Nitya Vinishchaloham. Aharyam. Aharyam means mountain. It's a mountain. Haryam means which cannot be carried. Aharyam means which cannot be carried. Kari means which can be carried. So, Haryam means that can be carried. So, mountains cannot be carried from one place to another. So, Aharyavad means it cannot be carried. And Vinishchalaha, I am motionless. Therefore, there is no question of traveling. I traveling from one loka to another. Atma never travels. And I requiring the Shraddha, the Tarpana, I don't need any of those. With my children, will they do Shraddha to me when I die? Will they do Tarpana to me? I don't have, for example, there are some people, they are sorry that they don't have children. Or I don't have a son. Or if I have a son also, I don't have a son who believes in all this. All these worries, they all torment people. Give them up. If the children do Shraddha, it is good for their Chitta Shuddhi. I am not affected by them. But I am motionless, all-pervading consciousness. Nishchalaha aham. Then Ambodivat Paravivarjitam. I am like the ocean, if ever full and ever complete. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam. I am ever full. That means what? I don't require to accomplish anything to become a worthy person. I am a worthy person as I am. Similarly, by giving things, I don't get reduced also. That is why Krishna gives this example. Whether the rivers join, whether the ocean is full always, whether the rivers join or not, and when water evaporates due to sunlight, still the ocean is full. Let things and people arrive, I am full. Let them go away, I am ever full. Purnam adaham, purnam idam. So, ambodivat. Ambodhi means samudraha, the ocean. So, like the ocean, I am paravivarjitaha. Para means the shore or the limit. The shoreless, limitless. So, any problem can be resolved by seeing the meaning of one of these four lines. The beauty of the shloka is what? All the well-known examples are brought in one shloka. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఏ వండర్ఫుల్ శ్లోక ఫర్ నిధిధ్యాసనం అండ్ వర్త్ రిమెంబరింగ్. శ్లోక 500.
నమే దేహేన సంబంధ మేఘేనేవ విహాయసః అత కుతో మే తద్ధర్మాః జాగ్రత్ స్వప్న సుషుప్తయః.
మే దేహేన సంబంధ నాస్తి, ఐ డూ నాట్ హ్యావ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ ఆల్ ద త్రీ బాడీస్. దేహ మీన్స్ బాడీ, ఇన్ దిస్ కాంటెక్స్ట్ ద స్థూల శరీరం, సూక్ష్మ శరీరం అండ్ కారణ శరీరం. దట్ ఇస్ వై ఎయిదర్ ఐ షుడ్ సే ఆల్ ద సూక్ష్మ శరీరమ్స్ ఆర్ ఫ్లోటింగ్ ఇన్ మీ, ఆర్ ఐ షుడ్ సే ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ రిలేటెడ్ టు ఎనీ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం. సో ఎయిదర్ సర్వ శరీర సంబంధ ఆర్ ఐ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ సర్వ శరీర అసంబంధ. ఐ హ్యావ్ టు క్లెయిమ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఇఫ్ ఐ క్లెయిమ్ సర్వ శరీర సంబంధ, దెన్ ఐఎమ్ హూ ఆమ్ ఐ? ఐ విల్ బి ఈశ్వర. ఇఫ్ ఐ క్లెయిమ్ సర్వ శరీర అసంబంధ, ఐ విల్ బీ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మన్. సో ఎయిదర్ వే ఐ హ్యావ్ నో సంసార. ఈశ్వర హ్యాస్ నో సంసార, బ్రహ్మన్ హ్యాస్ నో సంసార. ఎయిదర్ ఐఎమ్ ఈశ్వర ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్, ఆర్ ఐ షుడ్ బి బ్రహ్మన్ నాట్ ఐడెంటిఫైడ్ విత్ ఎనీథింగ్. సో ఆల్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ దే కమ్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వి ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ వన్ సెట్ ఆఫ్ స్థూల శరీరం, సూక్ష్మ శరీరం ఆర్ కారణ శరీరం. ఈశ్వర ఆర్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ నో ప్రాబ్లమ్. బికమింగ్ ఏ జీవ ఈజ్ అబ్సెస్డ్ విత్ వన్ బాడీ. వెన్ ఐఎమ్ అబ్సెస్డ్ విత్ వన్ బాడీ, దెన్ దర్ ఈస్ అ ప్రాబ్లమ్. వెన్ ఐఎమ్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద స్థూల శరీరం, వాట్ విల్ బీ మై ప్రాబ్లమ్? మై వరీ విల్ బీ అబౌట్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్, డిసీజ్, డెత్. So, if I am associated with one subtle body, I will not have the fear of death, all right, but my worry will be what? Where will the subtle body go after death? Will it go to Naraka? Will it go to Swarga? Will they do Shraddha for me? All worries about Punarjanma is because of Sukshma Sharira identification. Here the student says, neither am I identified with the Sthula Shariram, nor with the Sukshma Shariram, and of course karana shariram is included. So dehena sambandha nasti. And he gives an example. Megena vihayasaha eva. Just as the space does not have any relationship with megha. Megha means cloud. Here we should note, when we say space is not connected with the cloud, we are not talking about a physical distancing. But here the student shows, even though the cloud is intimately connected with the space, still it is not affected by whatever happens to the cloud. The space is not affected. Physically it is intimate, but still unrelated. Unrelated means what? Not affected by whatever happens. Similarly, I, the Atma, and my Sthula Sukshma Shariras, they are physically intimate, all right. Still I am far away. In the sense, whatever happens to them will not affect me, the Chaitanya Atma. Therefore, megena vihayasaha. We have to supply sambandha nasti. No relationship. Vihayas means akashaha. Shakti vibhakti here. For the sky, sambandha nasti. No relationship with mega. That is why we say the real sannyasa is not physical sannyasa. Because even if physically one renounces and goes far away, mentally we can continue the relationship and worry. I left them and came out. What will happen to them? How are they now? That worry. Physical renunciation does not cut off relationship. Does not guarantee asangatvam. So real asangatvam is purely mental. It is internal. Which is, I, the Chaitanyam, am not related to anyone. That is why Gaudapada Acharya in his Mandukya Karika, he gives a special name for self-knowledge, which is Asparsha Yogaha, Asparsham. It is a wisdom in which I see, I have no relationship with anyone in the creation. Just as the space has no connection with anything in creation. That is why the sky example is a beautiful example, akasha. Ataha, since I am not related to shariratrayam, all the three bodies, kutaha me taddharmaha. I am not related to their properties also. Taddharmaha means shariradharmaha. Neither I have connection with the body, nor have I the connection with the property of the body. What are the properties of the body? Sharira dharmas. The sthula shariram has properties like height, weight, age, disease. The student does not mention all these things, but we will supply. So, name jara. Jara means old age and all. And I have no relation with sukshma shariram also. And therefore, I have no connection with sukshma sharira dharmas. What are the properties of sukshma shariram? It has varieties of properties. In this shloka, the student refers to avastha trayam as the property of sukshma shariram. That is the three states of experience. How do we say that they are properties of sukshma shariram? The three states of consciousness. Because when we analyze, when the sukshma sharira is fully functioning, that is the jnanendriyas, the karmendriyas, the pranas, manas, buddhi, when all of them are functioning fully active, sukshma sharira is called jagrat avastha, the waking state. And what is the definition of swapna, the dream state? The sukshma sharira is partially withdrawn. Jnanendriyas will not function, they are closed in dream. We don't use our sense organs, nor we use our karmendriyas. And we don't learn anything afresh also, so buddhi is also not functioning. Only memory, our subconscious mind alone is busy projecting an inner world in the dream. So whatever we have been dreaming for the future, we see in the dream. Whatever I want to do, or whatever I have already done, which are all registered and projected, which means only memory part of sukshma shariram functions. Therefore, swapna is called partial activity of sukshma shariram. And sushupti is called passive, total passivity of sukshma shariram, because in sushupti, every memory are not projected, even memories are not projected. Therefore, sukshma sharirasya purna vikasaha jagrat. Sukshma sharirasya ardha vikasaha, partial or ardha vikasaha, swapna. And sukshma sharirasya, so layaha is sushupti. So purna vikasaha, ardha vikasaha and layaha. The three faculties. Of whom? Not atma. Atma does not have purna vikasa or ardha vikasa or laya. They are all for sukshma shariram only. Sushuptishu manolayaha. That is the definition. In sushupti manolayaha. Therefore, they are all properties of sukshma shariram, and so they are not properties of atma. I happen to be atma. Therefore, I don't have jagrat, sapna or sushupti, which means I am neither vishwa, nor taijasa, nor pragya. All these are all fundamental concepts which you have dealt with in Tattva Bodha. Please refer to those notes. Vishwa means related to jagradavastha, taijasa related to sapnavastha, and pragya related to sushupti avastha. So if these three relations go away, I am neither vishwa, the waker, taijasa, the dreamer, nor pragya, the sleeper, then who am I? Nanta pragyam na bahir pragyam. I am turiya chaitanyam. When? One should not say at all, I have to wait for some time. When somebody asks you, when are you turiya chaitanyam? I should not say, okay, I have to wait for some time. No. Even now, I don't have avastatraya sambandha. The student boldly declares, indicating that the teaching is successful. So the student says, tad dharmaha jagrat swapna sushuptayaha me na santi. Shloka 501. Upadhirayati sayeva gacchati sayeva karmani karoti bhunkte sayeva jiryan mriyate tadaham kuladrivan nischalayeva samsthitaha. So, if I am such an Atma, what about all these activities going on, which we claim as our great biography? Getting educated, we get degrees, we get job, promotions, marriage, children, grandchildren, titles, all those accomplishments, all belong to whom? He says, nothing belongs to me. upadhi ayati. It is the nature of the body to be active. It can never rest. As they say, you know, if the body rests, it will rust. Or if I forcibly rest it, only one thing will happen. A totally resting body is what? It's a dead body. And therefore, upadhi alone comes and goes. Upadhi here means bodies. And it has to do that. No one can stop it. So he says, upadhi ayati. Upadhi means shariratrayam. The three bodies, they come and go. The physical body comes and goes. In one particular life, the physical body travels heavily. And once the physical body falls, what happens? The subtle body becomes active. It has to go in search of another environment. It travels and settles somewhere, and there with the physical body, it again goes. Thus, the physical body has got travel in one life. Subtle body travels life after life. Therefore, they come and they go. Sayeva gachati. Since they come, they will have to go also. There is no question. There is no question of permanently settling somewhere. And if you are tired of traveling, there is only one way. You have to transcend the upadhi to put an end to this eternal travel. So, upadhihi ayati gachati. Sa eva karmani kurute. All karmas are done by the upadhis, shariram only. Once the upadhi does the action, then it becomes karta. When the upadhi body does the action, it becomes the karta. And yaha karta bhavati, saha bhokta api bhavati. That is the rule. Upadhi has to experience the karma phalam. Some of the karma phalams, we may have prayaschittas, antidotes can be there. There are remedies for them. There are many karma phalams, there are no remedies at all. For example, like many incurable diseases, challenging the medical science all the time, indicating what? Bhagavan always will have some incurable problems, because only then the prarabdha karma can be exhausted. Prarabdha has to be exhausted. That is the rule of nature. We can never cheat the Lord, because the Lord is the karma phala datha according to one's own karma phalas, and we can never challenge him. Avashyam anubhoktavyam kritam karma shubha shubham. Nabuktam kshiyate karma kalpakoti shatairapi. There are choiceless karma phalam which everyone has to go through. So saha eva, that upadhi also is called ahankara. We'll have to do action and also reap the phalam. And what about atmajnanam? It is also, for example, the sanchita will be the destroyed. At the time of Atmajnanam, Sanchita Karmas, they are destroyed. Agami Karma will be avoided. But remember, the Ahankara has to go through the Prarabdha. There is no choice. If you have to be free from Prarabdha also, there is only one way. And what is that? One cannot cure the Prarabdha. Prarabdha is attacking Ahankara, which can never... So, Prarabdha is can never escape Prarabdha. Therefore, if one has to escape Prarabdha, one has to come away from Ahankara. Like, for example, Swamiji gives the example of a lizard. What does the lizard do? When, for example, when some other predator, some other insect tries to catch hold of the lizard, it catches its tail. And what does the lizard do? It drops the tail and escapes. Similarly, Ahankara is like our tail, for example. And the Prarabdha is the predator attacking us. It will bite Ahankara. The only way to escape is the lizard trick. That is called Atmajnanam. Drop Ahankara. So leave the Ahankara. That means what? Sharirādi. So Prarabdhaya samarpitam svavapuhu iti yesha manisha mama. That is what Acharya said in Manisha Pachakam. So, Prarabdha, oh Prarabdha, whatever you want to do to the Shariram, go ahead. But I want to cut off from my body by the sheer wisdom. I, the consciousness, am unaffected. Therefore, Karoti Bhungte. Jnani Ahankara will go through Prarabdham. Jnani, the Atma, is free from Prarabdham. And sa eva jiryan. Jiryan means jara. Another function of prarabdha is giving old age, jara. through kalatattvam. Kalatattvam, time principle gives old age. Kala kridati gachati ayuhu. Makuru dhanajana yavana garvam. Harati nimeshat kalasarvam. All of them, right? Time principle, they are all gone. Therefore, jara cannot be avoided. And ultimately, culminating in maranam or separation. All these belong to whom? Sa eva. Saha. Saha means here upadhi. Upadhi hi eva. Jiryan, aging. The body alone ages. This is a present participle actually. It dies ultimately. Then what about me? The student says, aham sadha nischalaha. I am ever the same. I remain ever the same. Na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha. Ajo nityaha shashvatoyam puranaha na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Krishna said in the Gita. So aham sada nishalaha eva samstitaha. I remain samstitaha. I remain the forever. Like what? Kuladrivat. He gives an example. Kuladri means like a mountain. In fact, Shankaracharya himself is explaining the examples in Shloka 499. You know that important Shloka I mentioned, which is a Nididhyasana Shloka? Whatever examples he gave there, he is explaining them in these Shlokas. He gave four examples, if you remember. So, in the first line of that Shloka was Akashavat. That was explained actually in the 500th Shloka. Then the third line was Aharyavat, the mountain example. That is explained in this particular shloka 501. So there the word is Aharyaha. Here the word used is Kuladri. Kuladri means mountain. I am like the mountain. So this is what Charya said. We will start with the, go with the shloka 502. Maybe in the next webinar. I will stop here. And we can have any discussion if you need to. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha. Tasya prakriti leena seya parasa maheshwaraha shri krishna arpanamastu narayana.